Yeah, always a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
I mean, I've got to start by just looking ahead to Germany's game against Italy. Do you think that Germany will be confident going into this one?
Yeah, I think there will be a sense of confidence in their own ability, undoubtedly, going into this match. I think many would predict that Germany probably do have the stronger team on paper. And I think if there's anything this Germany team does have, it is a belief in itself, and that's partly how they won the World Cup in Brazil, and it's also how they've managed to make sure they've got the job done so far in this competition, albeit without really any fireworks or spectacular football on show. So even though Italy are in very much a sense, you know, Germany's bogey team, historically, I think they will go into this knowing that they're the favourites and they really should come out with the win.
Just looking at the famous stat that's been bandied around quite a lot recently, that Italy haven't lost to Germany in the last 8 competitive games. I mean, how do you think Germany will approach that? Is it just one of those stats that sort of the English media can always make quite a lot of? Do you think it'll affect them whatsoever?
I don't think it's really something just the English media pick up on. It's certainly something that Germans speak about all the time. I think they're perfectly aware of this monkey on their back, if we could use the expression. And it's something that has, like I said, historically dogged the national team. I think if you were to ask any of the players or Jogi Löw, they would say it doesn't really matter to them. And I think they would probably be telling the truth. This kind of crop of players famously played Italy in Euro 2012. And, you know, that was the game in which we saw Balotelli really smash that German defence with quite a great degree of surprise. About 7 or 8 of those players then starting that game will start today. And, you know, that might be in the back of their head, but this team have came on so much and so far since then. They've won a World Cup, and so many of the players, for example, Khedira, Toni Kroos, have developed into world-class players. So, and the like, even though, despite the fact that Italy do look very impressive as a squad and as a group of players, they haven't really progressed to the same degree as Germany. There are no young players from that Italy team who you could perhaps maybe Daniel De Rossi, who you could say have followed a similar path. So I think even though historically and obviously the international media as a whole might be building up this this mental block that Germany have against Italy, I think the players themselves would think there's very little to it.
And just looking at Germany's defence as well, I mean, that's been very convincing. Looking at the last tournament goal that was scored against them was actually back in the World Cup, gone through this Euros, collecting all amount of clean sheets. That's got to be something they can really rely on, that sort of defensive stability of Germany that we've seen at the Euros so far.
Yeah, I think so. It's something that's actually been of perhaps some great surprise to the wider German press, simply because going into the competition, the real, real fear for this team was that there simply were no fullbacks. Philipp Lahm has pulled out, and if you remember, Germany won the World Cup with Benedikt Höwedes, who is a right-footed central defender, playing as a left-back. So they simply don't have any long-term fullback solutions going into the competition. Jonas Hector is a very competent Bundesliga player for Cologne, and he's not a player that really fills with great delight or confidence. But to his credit, he's filled in at left-back, and Joshua Kimmich, the young Bayern Munich midfielder, has came in at right-back, and things have seemed to click. Interestingly enough, all the talk going into this game is whether Löw will stick with that back four or if he will switch to a back three, which would mean Benedikt Höwedes coming in alongside Mats Hummels and Jerome Boateng, and allowing Kimmich and Hector to play as wing-backs in the hope to try and address that front two pairing that Italy have been playing so far to quite good effect. But it's a good bedrock upon which Germany have been able to build these foundations, or at least a campaign, because as we've seen in the first few games, the starting lineup, or the attacking lineup rather, hasn't really clicked as well. So at the very least, it's allowed Germany to rely on something and build towards it.
With all the success that Germany have had in recent years, do you think it'd be disappointing if they didn't make it through to semi-finals now?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think it's an odd situation because Löw doesn't really feel as though he's under any great pressure because he's won the World Cup. And I think that's perfectly understandable. But as is always the case with Germany, I think a semi-final at the very least is, you know, demanded of them simply because of the quality on show. And I think Germany would probably look at this thinking, I think it's quite clear to see that this Italy game perhaps would be the greatest test. I think these two teams are probably the two best teams in the competition as things stand. I'm quite confident that whoever wins this game probably would go on to beat France and then reach the final, if France were, of course, to beat Iceland, if I can make such an assumption. So I think this will be seen as a real test. And I think if Germany can really get past Italy here, they'd not only get that historical monkey off their back, but I think it would put them in great stead to then go on to the final and play either Wales or Portugal.
Yeah, interesting times ahead for Germany then in the rest of the competition. And Stefan, while I had you on, I just wanted to have a word about one of the transfers that have come through in sort of the last half an hour. Borussia Dortmund saying that Henrik Mkhitaryan, if I've got that right, do correct me if I've got that wrong, moving to Manchester United. Should Manchester United fans and English football fans be excited about the prospect of him coming over to England?
Yeah, it took me a while to get that name as well. It's Mkhitaryan, but it's an honest mistake. He's an outstanding player. He really is quite something. He's a fantastic dribbler of the ball. He can pass the ball with ease and at pace. The only thing that really lets him down at times is his finishing, and that's something that has been tweaked in the last season since Tuchel came in. He's been managed, Thomas Tuchel, the new Dortmund manager. He's been able to address that situation, and that's when we saw Mkhitaryan really go on scoring goals, and that's when he really made that step up from a good player to a really, really fantastic player. He can play on the left, on the right, or as a number 10, and he really does offer a huge amount of pace. And I don't want to compare him to Lionel Messi. That's obviously a silly thing to do, but it's the manner in which he plays football isn't too dissimilar. I would never say he is as good as Lionel Messi or he's to the same effect. I don't want Man United fans getting too excited, but it's the way in which he can dribble the ball at pace, which does remind you of the young Argentinian mid-forward. So he is a fantastic player. Dortmund had absolutely no interest in selling him, but it seems as though Manchester United have thrown a blank cheque at them. And I guess that's the way things in football these days. But I think Dortmund will get the money they want and quite justifiably, because he really is an outstanding player. And I think not even just Manchester United, but I think Premier League fans should be quite excited to see him as well, because at least over the last season, he has done outstandingly well at Dortmund.
Well, hopefully we'll see some great performances from him in the Premier League. Stefan, it's always a pleasure talking to you. Thanks a lot for joining us here on Studs Up this afternoon.
Absolute pleasure. I'll speak to you soon.